So, Don, I was asking whether the BCA had any other sorts of policies or goals. I'm wondering if parks and protecting areas, whether that came up. I know people debated the fate of Burnaby Lake, at least since the mid-1950s.
Yeah, that happened.
I'm wondering if conservation was sort of on the agenda.
Conservation was on the agenda heavily, and it reflects now with one third of the area in parks, over 30% of the Burnaby is in
Green belt or perks?
Green belt.
So at the time, though, in the 50s, what was the other side of the equation? If some people were for conservation, was there a big, pro-development push as well?
Moderation. We were the moderate influence.
Now, I've talked to some people, though, who've said that by 1960, Burnaby was actually kind of a mucky place, that the air quality was poor because people were burning sawdust and wood a lot still, and that water, the streams and lakes getting a little polluted, and if not quite polluted, that some of the South Burnaby ravines and gullies were used as garbage dumps.
Yes, I imagine. And the particulates in the air, I think, from the sawdust burning and the beehives on the Fraser that were burning the
Beehive
outsides.
burners.
The fog in Burnaby used to be you could cut with a knife. You couldn't see the front of your car in Burnaby or anywhere around it.
Someone was telling me about cleanups in Burnaby Lake in the early 60s, and they even pulled a, or tried to pull a pool table out of the waters, but it was just too heavy. I guess they were using
Slate.
ropes. Yeah, it was a slate pool table. Couldn't get it into the boat. I even heard of a scheme someone had proposed. You may have heard of this in the early 60s, to wash Burnaby Mountain into the lake using hydraulic mining techniques. Just wash the side of the hill down, fill it up, and then they could use it for something more useful.
No kidding, that would.
There were debates to put an airport, well, a seaplane base on Burnaby Lake in the 50s. I've seen documents saying that there were attempts to get an airport, a secondary airport, put into Burnaby, and I don't know if anyone thought they could fill in Burnaby Lake and the airport there, but. Again, different sort of industrial visions of use of the lake, and but also sort of conservation visions as well, and recreation visions. Did that come up for debate in BCA meetings in the 50s? What to do with Burnaby Lake?
Well, BCA was a re-election meeting. The reason it existed to get BCA members with progressive ideas elected.
Right. Well, what was progressive at that time? What were the progressive ideas? I mean, women in politics? I mean, was that a progressive idea? I'm not sure when Eileen Daly first got involved, but I wonder if how
She got
firm that
involved
was.
in council in the mid-60s when he elected the majority government, and her husband was on council too, as I recall.
Was there sort of a, what one might call a feminist strain in the BCA?
No.
No?
I don't remember. She was not a blaming feminist. And she was just a good person. I knew her well.
Just to have women in public roles strikes me as a little bit different from a few decades earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
Were you at all involved in federal politics? You've met Tommy Douglas?
Yeah, I was on the same executive as he was when he ran in Burnaby, North Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that beat him was Ray Perot, a blowhard.
Mm-hmm. And that was after they merged Burnaby and North Vancouver. I mean, he won the first election, and then they reorganized.
Yeah, and Erhard Regier, I met him. And he was representing the House of Commons and the Burnaby representative in the House of Commons in a responsible manner. I remember he was a fine man.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave up his seat for Tommy Douglas.
That's right.
And then Tommy Douglas got defeated in Nanaimo. And got defeated in Burnaby and ran in Nanaimo. And Jack Monroe and I took a week off. And
campaign for
worked in that campaign. During election.